holding by Asher Yotar. Asher Yotar is the Adam Chachma, that Hashem created a person with Chachma. That Hashem created in the person openings and chalulim, hollow cavities. Again, the openings, Rashi says in Brachas, is referring to the person's mouth and his nose and places where he goes to the bathroom. And those things are supposed to be open. And chalulim are the hollow cavities that are supposed to be closed but have a hollowness inside of them, like the heart and the stomach and the intestines that we mentioned last time. So that's nekavim, nekavim, chalulim, chalulim. Then we say, goli v'yadua lefnei chisei chavoydecha. What does that mean? It's goli v'yadua, it's revealed and known lefnei chisei chavoydecha in front of the kisei HaKavod of Hashem, she'im yipasech echad mehem, that if one of them, one of these holes would be open, or yisaseim echad mehem, or if they would be closed, he efshar liskayim v'lamoy b'fanecha. It would be impossible to exist and to stand in front of Hashem. So what does it mean, she'im yipasech echad mehem, just to go drop out of order? We'll talk about Golov Yadulov Mechisech Vedef in a second, but just the Hemshech here is Shemi Paseach Echad Mehem. Rashi over there in Brachas Tav Samach, when it says Asher Yatzar, so Rashi says it means Emi Paseach, if one of the Chalulim would be open, one of the things that are supposed to be closed, like the heart and the stomach and the intestines, if that would be Paseach Echad Mehem, or Yisaseh Echad Mehem, or if one of the Nekavim, which are supposed to be open, like the mouth and the nose, if those are Sasum, or Yisaseh Mechameyem, then Yisaseh Mechameyem, V'lam Oedu Fanecha, a person would not be able to live. Therefore, we thank Hashem for keeping everything that has to be open, open, and for keeping everything that has to be closed, closed. And why are we saying this right after we go to the bathroom? Because one of the Nekavim that a person needs, that it should be open, is that he should be able to get rid of his waste, and that Yisaseh Mechameyem, V'lam Oedu Fanecha, without that. So we say that by Asher Yatzar. The question arises, and this is a question that the Avodrom asks in his Pirush on the Siddur. What does it mean? We say, Golav Yadua Lefnei Chisech. Usually when we want to say that Hashem knows something, we say, Golav Yadua Lefanecha. It is revealed and known, it's in front of you, that I did this in his chait and whatever it is. Golav Yadua Lefanecha. What do we mention suddenly now? The Kisei HaKavod of Hashem, which is very rarely mentioned in Brachas, Golav Yadua Lefnei Chisech Vaydecha, specifically over here in the Bracha of Asher Yatzar. The Avodrom poses this question, and he gives a mechudesh to answer. You can take a look over there. But I saw that the Gra, in his Pirush on Brachas, in the Chidushi Agra on Brachas, on that Gemara Daf Samach, also is ma'ir this question. That why does it say Goli v'yadua lefnei chisei chavoydecha specifically by Asher Yatzar? So the Vilna Gaon says that the pshat is like this: that when we say Goli v'yadua lefanecha, that's regular lashon to say that Hashem knows everything. But when we mention the kisei hakavod, we're talking about something higher than anything we can imagine. It's above all the people in the world, above all the shemayim, above all the malachim. The kisei hakavod itself, kaviyachol, as if Hashem is sitting on this chair, sitting on the kisei hakavod. So we mention the kisei HaKavod, which is talking about the highest madrigas that we could possibly think about, and when it comes to Hashem. So the Gaon says, we dafka mention such a thing, lefnei chisei chavoydecha, specifically in Asher Yatzar. Because Asher Yatzar is discussing, thanking Hashem for the fact that we're able to get rid of our waste. And you would think that this is such a low thing, a menial thing that Hashem doesn't have a shaychus to and doesn't care so much about. And we're saying, no, exactly the opposite. Goli v'yadua, lefnei chisei chavoydecha, all the way up there with the greatest madrigas and the ketusha and tara that we can imagine. Of Hashem Yisparach, even so, he's still worried about all our small things that a person is able to go to the bathroom, okay? And this is something that we mentioned, what a lot of Goyim think. A lot of Goyim, even who believe in Hashem, but they feel like Hashem is so lofty that even though he created this world, but he doesn't lower himself to get involved with the day-to-day things and hashkacha pratis and take care of the plants and take care of the people. He leaves that to other koichos and other mazalos. He leaves that to other powers, and that's something that a lot of Apikursim believe. And again, it comes from believing in Hashem, but believing that Hashem gave over the small jobs to smaller beings and to smaller powers. But that's not something that we believe. We believe that not only Hashem created the world, but is also mashkiach on the world, is also watches and takes care of every blade of grass, how it grows, takes care of every person, every step that he takes, every ride that he finds back to yeshiva, every story of hashkacha pratis that it goes on in a person's life. That's something Hashem is watching him. So we have to mention it by a bracha that discusses something that would seem to us lowly, like Asher Yatzar, which is discussing the koyach that a person's ability is able to go to the bathroom. We have to mention over there that even so high up, Hashem is concerned about this and takes care of us. I heard one comes from a great tzaddik, Reb Chaim Brim, Zatzal. He was nifter a few years ago, but when I was learning Bava Metzia last time, about 9 years ago in Eretz Yisrael, so Reb Chaim Brim, who lives in Meir Sharim, said chaburas to a lot of the younger light in the mirror who wanted to go, and he said chaburas once a week, and then after the chabur, he would get 20 minutes of musr. Everybody went for the 20 minutes of musr, because he was a moyer de tzaddik, he was very close to the chazanish, he would fast every day until chatzos, and in the 20 minutes of musr that he gave, the chaburas were very good also, but the musr was mamish like listening to an earlier generation. And he once said, I remember, that he said, when we say Ramal Kol Goyim Hashem, that Hashem is lofty on all the Goyim, on all the nations, so he said this could be what the pasuk is referring to. That even the Goyim who recognize Hashem, but Ramal Kol Goyim Hashem, Hashem is very far away, he's lofty, like they say, oh, Hashem is, well, Yoinim, he doesn't deal with the small tasks. Hashem is Ramal Kol Goyim Hashem, whereas we say afterwards in Halal, Mik Hashem Elikeinu Hamagvi Lashavas, Hashem may be sitting very high up, but Hamashvili Lirois Pashamayim Uvaras. Hashem is mashvil himself, lowers himself to see what's going on in the Shamayim, in the Aretz, whatever is going on in the Bria. Hashem doesn't distance himself from it. Hashem watches everything. So that's what he pointed out, this chiluk. And again, this is really what the Goyin is coming to say here. That's why I'm bringing it in. That Golav Yadur Lufnei Chisei Chavaydecha, even the small things of Asher Yatzer, the small things of a person going to the bathroom every day, these things that seem to be not the highest level of Kedusha V'Tara, still Hashem from his Kisei HaKavod, Kav Yochel, is taking care of it and watching it and making sure that everything goes okay. So that's the nusach golav yadur lefnei chisei chavaydecha. What is known lefnei chisei chavaydecha? She'im yipaseach echad mehem, o yisaseim echad mehem. If one of the things that are supposed to be open are closed, or if one of the things that are supposed to be closed are open, yefshal hiskayim v'la'amoy lefanecha. It's impossible for a person to exist and to stand in front of Hashem if one of these things is out of order. So now, the Avodrom in his Siddur brings from the Maram in Rutenberg that there is a nusach to say, which means even 1 hour. And the Avodrom brings that the Maram in Rutenberg said that a person shouldn't say that. Shouldn't say the words afilu shoa echos. Because it's not true. The Maram in Rutenberg says a person could be soisem as piv harbe shoa, sviyach lechis. A person could keep his mouth closed for 10 hours in a row and he won't die as long as he's breathing through his nose. He could close his nose for 10 hours in a row and he'll be okay as long as his mouth is open. So to say that imi paseh echad mehem or oyis haseh echad mehem, if Shabbos came upon us, afil shoa echos, even 1 hour, that is not a correct lashon, says the Maram in Rutenberg. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sima Vav says that that's taka arminig. Arminig is not to say these words. In some Siddurim it says it, in some it doesn't, some it says it in parentheses. Everyone has a different minig, probably depending on what their parents did or depending on what their pre-1A teacher taught them. But the Maisa of the Mishnah Berurah says that arminig is not to say it. We don't say afilu shoa echos. And he says because of this reason, because it's possible to close your nekavim for a little bit of time. What we say is, if Shabbos came v'lamin lefanecha, a person forever wouldn't be able to open his mouth or open his nose. So then, a person needs all these nekavim and chalulim to be working, and therefore we say that if shalos kaim v'necha. But to say afilu shalachos says that you don't say. However, the Arizal used to say afilu shalachos. The Be'er Eitiv there in Siman Vav on Shulchan Aruch, he brings that the Arizal used to say it, and the Maaseh that was his girsa. And the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Vav, the Mechaber over there explains this nusach. He brings down the nusach of afilu shalachos, and he says that it's not referring to imi paseach echad meyem. Oh, it's the same mechamim. Any one of them, if one of the openings is closed, then a person can't live afilu shachas. What he says is that it means that when a person is born, b'shas leida, at the time where a person is born, when a child comes out of his mother's stomach, so right then, when a person is born, the first second his mouth opens. If the mouth would stay closed then the child would not be able to take in the air of the world. In such a case, he says we have a Kabbalah, that then the child would die. The child right away usually comes out crying, but even if not crying, the mouth is open. And if imi paseach mehem, o yisaseim echad mehem, what does it mean, yisaseim echad mehem, a person wouldn't be able to exist? It means afilu shach, even his first shah in the world, a person wouldn't be able to exist if Echad Mayam was closed. And Echad Mayam doesn't mean any one of them, it means specifically the mouth, because if his mouth would be closed when he's born, so he wouldn't be able to exist. So when we say this Nusach, who says this? What did he say? Oh yeah, so Pesach Echad Mayam is a little easier to understand, because if a person's intestines open and everything comes out, that it could be, it would fit in with Afilu Shachas. The main question, but, what did he say? Because it says both sides. It says imi paseach echad mehem, which Rashi and Bracha says.
Explaining that
no, because it says twice. So one is going on the Nekavim and one is going on the Chalulim. That's how Rashi says it. You mean the Chalulim? No, because Bishah Echos was never Shver by the Chalulim. No, but if it says, Imi Paseach Echad Mayim, O Yisrael Seim Echad Mayim, if one of those two things happen, Yiv Shabbos Kayim, V'lam Eilu Fanach Afil Lishar Echad. So we're just explaining, the Echad Mayim means one of them. But it means one of the Nekavim and then one of the Chalulim. And it happens to be true by all of the Chalulim possibly. Let's say a person's heart would open for a little bit of time, so the normal thing, then everything would come out and he would be able to manage. The question was, by the Nekavim that are supposed to be open, there the Maram Rambam said, it's not true that if you close one of the Nekavim for a Shah Echas, he can't exist. So he says, so the Shulchan Aruch says that it could be referring to Peshas later. Amai, so we should just know that even if you do say the Nusach Afilu Shah Echas, you shouldn't think a Shah means an hour, 60 minutes. That is, the one who wrote the Torah Tamima, Hala Torah, has a Sefer on Siddur called Baruch Sha'ama. Baruch Halevi Epstein, it's called Baruch Sha'ama. Probably because his name was Baruch, and this was things that he said, so it was Baruch Sha'ama. But Maisa, he had a Sefer on Tefillah. And he says in Asha Yotzar that when it says Afilu Shah Echas, he brings a dogma you find many times in Chazal, that the word Shah is referring to a rega, means even 1 second. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Zayin, he says that Hashem gets angry, has a zam every day for 1 rega. And it takes mamish a second, a rega. And the Gemara says, Ve'ein Adam Yochel Lechavin Oysa Shah. A person can't know exactly when that Shah is. Say, sometimes Shah means a rega, Shah means a second. So when it says here Afilu Shah Echas, you shouldn't think it means a person can't live 60 minutes, and Rechesh Ben Igai, 59 minutes he could, 61 minutes he can't. Shah Echas means even a rega Echas, a person can't live with Lam. So again, the two minhagim are, the Mishnah Berurah says, our minhag is not to say Afilu Shah Echas Bechlam, but even if someone is knowing to say Afilu Shah Echas and doesn't want to change, there's definitely Yesh Ami Lismach, the Arizal says Afilu Shah Echas, and then you should just have a kavana that it doesn't mean that if you would close your mouth or hold your nose for a rega Echad, a person wouldn't be able to disguise him, but it means that we're thanking Hashem that everything is going constantly Kaseder, because if at the time that we were born we would have our mouth closed, then we wouldn't be able to live Afilu Shah Echas. Because that's the way the Mechaber explains those three words of Afilu Shah Echas. Okay, then after we finish the actual Nusach HaBracha, we end Baruch Atah Hashem, Refecho Basar, Umachli La'asos. So Baruch Atah Hashem, as we know from before, Hashem who is the master of everything, Adoin Kol, you are the source of all brachos. That's Baruch Atah Hashem, Refecho Basar. Two things. First of all, you heal all of Basar, all people, Umachli La'asos, and you do wonders. So what are these two things? So the Mechaber in Simavah brings that Refecho Basar, he brings the Avodram, interesting, the Shulchan Aruch brings the Avodram, you don't find that too often. He brings the pirush of the Avodram in his siddur that says Roifei Chol Basar is referring to actually what we're talking about now in Asher Yotzar, that Hashem helps a person go to the bathroom. Even though we're talking about Nekavim and Chalulim, we're including a lot of different things, a lot of different Eivarim, but the Eker thing that we're saying Asher Yotzar after a person goes to the bathroom is because Roifei Chol Basar, through Asiyas Trochim, through a person relieving his waste, that's a refuah to his basar. Because if a person would not be able to get rid of his waste, that would be a sakonas nefashis, and therefore after we do this, so we say Roifei Chol Basar, Hashem heals all basar. I took a note of someone that the final step that he was nifter from Lamaisa was because his system couldn't relieve the waste, and then it got all bottled up in his body, and that becomes poisonous. And Nebuch, that wasn't the sickness that he had, but that was the final thing that Lamaisa made him nifter, because he wasn't able to relieve his waste. And that every time a person thinks Roifei Chol Basar, that a person has that refuah every time he goes to the bathroom, that Baruch Hashem, these wastes and these poisonous things that are in our body are able to leave our body. And then we end with Umachli La'asos. Again, Umachli La'asos, one could think is just going back on everything we said in Asher Yotzar, that Hashem does wonders. The whole thing, the whole Chachma that we're discussing of Nekavim and Chalulim, that's a wondrous thing. That could be Umachli La'asos. But Lamaisa, that's not how the Mefarshim explain. Rashi over there in Brachas on the Samach and Tosis as well, they both say Umachli La'asos is going on a Pella, that even though we just discussed that Hashem made us with a lot of holes, a lot of openings, Nekavim, Nekavim, Chalulim, Chalulim, still the neshama that's inside of us is referring to our neshama. The neshama that Hashem put inside of our guf that we're about to discuss in Elikai Neshama Shinasatavi, you gave us a neshama inside our guf. It's a wonder that that neshama doesn't seep out. When a person has a jug, right, he has a bottle, and it has a small crack in it. So anything that's there, all the air goes out. If a person has wine in it, the wine will start leaking. leaking out. But Hashem here makes our body with so many nekavim chalulim, our ears have holes, our nose and our mouth, and our neshama still stays in. So Rashi and Tosfos say that that's the pasuk shan in the bracha when we say umafli lasois. Not that many people know this. When we say refechol b'zayim umafli lasois, we're talking about this wonder that Hashem allows our neshama to stay in our guf and it doesn't leak out with all the holes that we just mentioned in Asher Yotzer. The Ramah and Simon Vav, when he's discussing Asher Yotzer, he brings down this pshat. Maybe the Mechaber brings down this pshat, but the Ramah says his own pshat. Nearly that it means a different thing. Umafli lasois, it's not talking about our neshama, but it's talking about the actual fact that Hashem could put a neshama into our guf. That Hashem could be kosher davar ruchni b'davar gashmi. Hashem ties in a ruchni is like a thing. A neshama is something that comes from shamayim. It's how do you explain a neshama? A soul. So how could that fit into a guf? A guf is a material thing. A guf is made of basar, badam, and inside of that, Hashem puts a neshama. And if the guf gets into danger, if someone shoots the guf, so then the neshama goes out. The neshama needs the guf. These two things go hand in hand. And the fact that Hashem was able to put such a holy neshama into a gashmiyistika guf, that itself is the mafli la'asos. So again, it's not talking about the fact that the neshama doesn't leak out of the guf. It's talking about step one, the fact that the neshama was brought put into our guf. That at the end, when we're discussing all about our guf, so we throw in a mafli la'asos, to add some wonder that Hashem put a neshama into our guf. Yeah. It's not something that leaves out. I'm saying the way Rashi and Tosfos learn is that even though a person has an nekavim and there is a neshama inside the guf, the wonder is that the way Hashem made it is that our guf, our holes in our guf, don't let anything inside of it leak out. And the reason it doesn't leak out is because it's a ruchnistic thing. So you bring the karev of the two pshat, that it could be, but the Ramah Maisa says that it's a different pshat. The Ramah says that we're not thanking Hashem for that specific prat that it doesn't leak out. We thank Hashem for the etzem wonder, mafli lasis, we're expressing our his files that Hashem is able to be kosher a davar ruchni into a davar gashmi. And the Ramah Taka says, and that stamshit that we say right afterwards, Elokai neshamash nesat tavi, we're talking about how Hashem put a neshama inside of us, but according to his pshat, that's kufa what we're thanking Hashem for, that Hashem put a neshama inside of our guf. According to Rashi and Tosfos, it also works out that it's Nageya to Elokai Neshama, because we're also talking about the Neshama being in our guf. We're just talking about a different aspect, that the Neshama doesn't leak out of our guf. As we just finished Asher Yotzer, I just want to say over something, a story that happened to a cousin of mine. I have a cousin, a girl, who got married, and they had a son after about a year, and the son was born, the child was born in Eretz Yisrael with a problem that he couldn't swallow. A baby usually, without swallowing, so he can't nurse, he can't feed, he can't live. You have to start feeding him in non-natural ways, but normally when a baby is born, one of the natural things that Hashem gives him das for, even though he doesn't have das yet, but he knows how to swallow. The mouth and the throat, they know exactly, the muscles know exactly how to swallow. But this baby did not know how to swallow, and there were times it was mamash sakonas nefashas, even with all the intravenous and everything, that the child was not able to function because he couldn't swallow. And they had to do tests, and for days and days, mamash weeks, there was tehillim going on, and it was a very big sakana, and people in the mishpacha were very nervous. And the maisa, the kid wasn't eating, and he wasn't healthy. Of course, he couldn't have his brisk, his manui, because he wasn't able to function using his mouth, and using his swallowing, using all his Evarim the way they should be. Lamaisa, since he was a Bukhar, they had to do a Pidyon HaBen. And after 30 days, when it was time to do the Pidyon HaBen, he's supposed to bring a Pidyon HaBen to the Ben to the Kohen, and they couldn't do it because the baby could not be let out of the hospital, and Kohenim can't go into the hospital because if someone's going to die, they'll become tummy mace. So Kohenim never go into a hospital. So the Kohenim were out of the hospital, and they had to get the baby to the Kohen in order to do the Pidyon HaBen. So Baruch Hashem, on the 31st day, the day that they had to do the Pidyon HaBen, the doctor said for the first time that the baby is allowed to be disconnected to the tubes for about an hour and a half. They made it, they got the closest shul or hall to the hospital. They arranged it for that day. The baby came out, they did the Pidyon HaBen, and the baby went right back to the hospital. The bris wasn't done until much later. Usually at a Pidyon HaBen, you say, Keni Kanis, L'Torah L'Chup L'Masim Tevim. But in this case, they said, Keni Kanis, L'Bris, L'Torah L'Chup L'Masim Tevim. That he was mashed before his bris. And as you can imagine, it was a very emotional Pidyon HaBen. It was the first time anyone had seen the baby besides the mother and the father, and Lamaisa, the father, you know, he knew he didn't have time to make a whole joshua with the baby. The baby had to get back to the hospital, but the one thing that he did say, he said, as you can imagine, with all the tears that's going on, I didn't have time to prepare a shtickel Torah or you know anything to say. But one thing I do want to say, and that's that I want to say a bracha to the Rabbeinu Shalom for this baby. And he started saying, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Yatzaras Adam Chachma. Uvaravoy Nekavim Nekavim. Started going through the whole bracha and translating it in Hebrew and Yiddish. And it was so emotional because he didn't really add, he didn't have to add anything afterwards. What he was pointing out was, you know, we take all these things for granted, and if you listen closely to the words of Asher Yatzar, now that we learned the Pirush, and you understand what he's saying, we thank Hashem for things that go on so many times a day. Our mouth swallows, our nose breathes, we're able to go to the bathroom, we're able to hear anything, any use of the Nekavim and Chalulim that we take for granted. This baby wasn't given one of those aspects, he wasn't able to swallow, and because of that, there was turmoil in the whole mishpacha and everything. All the kids had to be sent to babysitters and the cousins and grandmothers, and mamish a pachat vadim about the matzav of this kid, who Baruch Hashem today is doing very well. But he was, when he said that, I was in this era to and everybody there was really to the appreciation of Asher Yatzar. When a person says Asher Yatzar, especially now that we learned what it means, you should chazer over what it means, a person should take the time out after you go to the bathroom and you say Asher Yatzar, instead of doing it while you're making a phone call or while you're doing something else, to take those 5-10 seconds, whatever it is, probably more than 5 hopefully now, but say 10 seconds, a half a minute, whatever it is, to say Asher Yatzar, to talk and concentrate on the words and to have the proper hakaras hakayv. There are many people who makabal on themselves to say Asher Yatzar inside, then you're able to see the words and appreciate it. Mitzvashem, my father has small cards that he printed up when he once spoke in a drasha about Asher Yatzar. I told him that I'm talking about Asher Yatzar, so he said he would send me a bunch of them. So I can hand them out if you guys want it. Mitzvashem, we should get them tomorrow. But a person should make sure either to stop for a second to say Asher Yatzar without walking, or at least to make sure he gives the proper kavana to say Asher Yatzar, to give the proper akar sadoi for this important thing. Okay. Next time, Mitzvashem, we'll stop with that.